This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I'm your host for the weekend show and your host throughout the week on our website, kereport.com, and also on our podcast, Corlin Economics Report. This was another very busy week full of company updates, a couple more company introductions that I provided, as well as a lot of commentary on some of the market moves. We did have a Fed meeting. Not a whole lot came out of that Fed meeting. But the story that really took charge and took hold of all the media sources and, quite frankly, had almost anybody following the markets and even those people who don't follow the markets talking about it was this move in GameStop. Now, the stock went absolutely crazy this week, really at the tail end of the prior week. It started to move, and it's all moving because of, I guess, these new online traders, a new group of retail traders that are using social media and using this Reddit forum, Wall Street Bets, to really catch some of these large hedge funds and large institutions, especially the short sellers, off on a lot of their short bets. It's one of these data points that is really changing markets right now. So I am kicking off the show with Jesse Felder. He is the founder and editor of the Felder Report. Jesse, I want to spend some time talking about this new market dynamic. There's a lot to dive into here, but please give us your just initial thoughts on how this market is changing, all thanks to social media and now the ability of a bunch of retail traders, millions of retail traders, investing a lot of their money all together at the same time.
Well, it's a new trend for us, but this is something that's happened to markets during almost every mania that we've seen. If you go back to the dot-com mania, we saw, you know, day traders taking over the market and sending, you know, stock prices to the moon, just like we're seeing today. I think, you know, the more apt description that I've seen is it's sort of like the trusts back in the 20s that would collaborate and to intentionally manipulate, create a buying pool to manipulate stock prices higher. You know, another good, metaphor that I've heard my friend Peter Atwater is called these flash mobs with money. And, you know, if we think back to, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, flash mobs were a thing where people would say, you know, they on Facebook or whatever, they'd get together and say, hey, let's show up here and we will all, you know, do X, Y, and Z right at the same time. It'll be a hugely surprising thing, you know, that will be kind of, you know, fun. We're seeing the flash mobs essentially migrate to the stock market where you have a coordinated pool of buyers who have realized that if they coordinate their buying power and use the most highly leveraged vehicles possible, which are short dated out of the money call options, that they can manipulate prices higher. We saw it in Tesla last year. You know, a lot of the reason Tesla went up 1,000% or whatever last year was that we had an insane amount of call buying every week in these weekly call options. And what it does, and we've talked about this before, Corey, over the last, you know, few months, is that it forces the dealers, the option dealers, to go buy underlying common stock. So if you're going to go buy call options that are literally trading at 2, 3, 4, 5 cents per contract, you're going to go force market makers, and you buy them in great enough size, you're going to go force these dealers or market makers to go buy in the underlying stock in major, major size. And so that's what we're seeing in GameStop. We're seeing massive call buying volumes in the stock that's forcing the dealers to go buy the common stock and squeeze these hedge funds that in the case of GameStop, you know, have sold short 140% of the float. And so it's, you know, that's how you get a stock that goes up 4,000 or 5,000%, you know, in less than a year, is you see without any real fundamental change to its business. It's just these synthetic or structural, things that are going on beneath the market surface.
Yeah, it's just crazy. It's a different market, though, isn't it? Because there's been some analysis done on this Reddit board, this Wall Street Bets, and you can argue that Wall Street Bets is a top 20 global hedge fund. It has almost 3 million followers. These followers apparently have around $6,000. That equates to almost $18 billion, and this isn't like a normal hedge fund where they diversify their bets. This is a lot of money going into one bet for a short period of time. Now, the argument has been that, well, this is manipulation. But in all fairness, for these retail investors, they can argue that the markets have been manipulated by these big hedge funds because they have been the ones that have the money. And now it's a coordinated event instead of from one or two hedge funds, from millions of people pushing these hedge funds into making bets or taking off bets that they have already made. Where do you stand on that argument? Which one's at fault here? Is this truly changing the market dynamics?
I think it has changed the market dynamic for a period of time. But, you know, Arthur Levitt, who's the former chairman of the SEC, wrote a piece for Bloomberg today saying, you know, the SEC is probably already looking into this and there's a lot that they can do to prevent this type of manipulation. And, you know, I'll say that, I absolutely sympathize with a lot of these buyers of Wall Street Bets. I mean, I think there's a lot in common, you know, with these people feeling, you know, disenfranchised that, you know, Wall Street got away with murder during the great financial crisis, was never held to account, and Main Street was, you know, left to bear the brunt of the economic consequences. And now there's this feeling that, you know, this is essentially, you know, I was mentioning flash mobs a minute ago, and part of those flash mobs we saw after the great financial crisis was, you know, like Occupy Wall Street. People coordinating and saying, we are not going to let these guys get away with this. And, you know, there was really nothing that they can do. And so this is almost like, in my mind, Occupy Wall Street 2.0, where they, you know, a lot of these people are saying, look, we are not able to express ourselves politically. We're not able to rectify the situation in terms of wealth inequality and all these other issues that are driving people up the wall. So, hey, you know what? I can't blame them for saying we're going to punish these hedge funds, but we're going to get back at Wall Street in a way that we've found we're able to. And, you know, so the sentiment behind it is absolutely understandable. And it is true. I do believe that a lot of these hedge funds were, in fact, manipulating a lot of these share prices lower. GameStop traded, you know, at 3x cash flow. Bed Bath & Beyond is one that I've talked about on your show for at least the past year. Got down to $3-4 a share before hitting, you know, 50 this week as part of this dynamic. And, you know, a lot of that, the reason why these stocks got so cheap was because these hedge funds were just pushing so hard on the short side. When you get, you know, 80% of the float in Bed Bath was sold short, 140% in GameStop. And so, you know, clearly the only players in these stocks at, you know, back in March of this year were the short sellers. And so they were absolutely pushing prices way too low. But now we're seeing the opposite, which is, you know, prices being, you know, there's no reason why GameStop should be more valuable than Etsy and, you know, a lot of these other companies that are actually their businesses, you know, are actually doing phenomenally well. GameStop is a struggling retailer.
All right, Jesse, we're out of time for this radio segment, but I'm having you back on next segment, and we are going to continue this discussion. Everybody stick around. Jesse and I are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your weekly
fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to chat with Jesse Felder, founder and editor of the Felder Report. Now, Jesse, just a quick other comment regarding what we were talking about last segment and the crazy moves in the market. It's not just GameStop. We're seeing AMC move higher. We're seeing Nokia scream higher, too. This is happening on a number of different stocks, and it's happening right in front of everybody on the internet, on these public forums. So very, very interesting to see. Jesse, let's look at the broad averages, though. I am hearing a lot from my analysts that, look, these markets are overextended. We can look at sentiment levels. We can look at valuation levels. They are all at extremes or at very bullish, overly bullish levels. But these markets do seem to just have this money rotating within them into sector to sector. How do you view the overall health of the markets currently?
Well, you know, I would just point out also, perhaps the craziest stock that I've seen is Blockbuster in bankruptcy is up 5,000% in the last 2 days.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Crazy doesn't even begin to explain it. But in terms of the broad market, yes, this is the most overvalued stock market of all time. By the valuation measures I look at, whether it's the Buffett yardstick, you know, market cap to GDP, anything similar to that, you're seeing valuations today that are so far above the dot-com mania peak and even above the 1929 stock market peak that to me that, you know, there are two messages from that. One is forward returns. We've pulled forward all the returns from the future. Buying stocks today might mean you make no money for 10, even 20 years. But the other side of that is the risk reward equation. So that's the reward side. The risk side is stocks would have to fall 70% or so today just to go back to average historical valuations. Not to get cheap, but just to go back to average, we'd have to have a 70% decline. So pair that kind of fundamental setup with sentiment, which, like you said, is off the charts. You only see this type of manic, euphoric buying in the stock market at the very tail end of a very long bull market. You know, Jeremy Grantham came out recently and said this type of action that we're seeing right now is usually consistent with the final couple of months of a stock market mania. This isn't, you know, something that'll go on for a couple more years. This is the crescendo. This is the final blow off. And, you know, technically, I mentioned a little bit earlier, I'm seeing a number of exhaustion signals. DeMarc indicators is something that, you know, I use over multiple time frames. I'm seeing a lot of weekly sell signals and even quarterly and annual sell signals on the NASDAQ 100, the S&P 500, for example, which to me suggest the uptrends from on a number of time frames. You can go on, like, you know, go back to the uptrend that goes back to March of last year, or the uptrend that goes back the early 2019, late 2018 lows, or even the uptrend that goes back to the 2009 low. A lot of these uptrends are technically showing signs of exhaustion. And on a much shorter term scale, we see signs of risk appetites reversing and breadth, a lot of breadth measures starting to suggest the rally is getting really tired and vulnerable.
So what does a correction or crash look like for you? Do you think we could go through another crash, maybe not to the same degree as we saw in March, or do you think it will be more of a gradual pullback, a bit more level-headed pullback, I guess?
Obviously there's no real way of knowing. I will say, though, that when these types of speculative manias unwind, you see things like the NASDAQ going down 80% plus over a 2-3 year time period. You see the 1929 stock market crash, which was, you know, when these things unwind, they're just as breathtaking on the downside as they are on the upside. And to me, maybe the best way to describe this market is you just pull out your Edwards and McGee technical analysis of stock charts, the Bible for technical analysts, and you look at what is this pattern that goes back to early 18. What does this look like? We've had a peak in 18. We had the VIX blow up, the short VIX blow up. sell-off. Then you had another rally to new highs. Then you had the third and fourth quarter sell-off in 18. Now you've had a new rally to new highs, and then you had the pandemic crash. And now we rally to new highs again, and all that creates is a megaphone pattern or a broadening top pattern that's very, very clear on the chart. And Edwards and McGee are very clear about this. They wrote this a long time ago, that this describes a stock market that is out of control. And it's only ever seen at the tail end of a very, very long bull market. Usually what that forecasts is prices taking out all of the lows that have preceded. So, that would suggest, and I'm talking about the S&P 500 chart, that taking out the March low of last year in the S&P 500, from a technical perspective, that chart pattern suggests that's a very real possibility. And to me, when I think about what it would take to unwind, what could potentially be the consequence of an unwinding of all of this speculative behavior, it doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility at all.
Yeah, crazy, isn't it? Okay, let's just wrap it up here with one sector or a couple sectors that you like long-term, trying to filter through all this crazy noise and some of these individual stock moves for the long-term investor that does care about putting money into a good sector, a couple good stocks, and riding that wave higher. Where are you seeing opportunities?
Well, for several months now, I've been talking with you and your audience about energy. I still think energy probably has, and traditional energy, I'm not talking about solar and new energy. I'm talking about oil and gas. And I do think longer term, I think there's a very good chance we could see an energy crisis over the next couple of years when demand comes back. And we've seen such a massive drop off in drilling and all these things. We're not going to be able to bring supplies back online very quickly. So once vaccines roll out, the economy reopens, we could see oil prices really, really soar. To be clear, I've taken down my long exposure to the smallest it's been since pre-pandemic. It's probably pretty obvious that I'm not constructive on the market generally, but I do think over the long run, over the next 3 to 5 years, energy is going to be go from the most hated asset class on the planet as it was last fall to being one of the best performing in the world. But we'll see.
All right. Hey, Jesse, great chatting with you, buddy. Boy, oh boy, just a very interesting week and very interesting for the broad markets. I hope we made some sense of what's going on. And hey, everybody, let us know what you think of all this crazy trading that has happened and how the tide, at least for right now, has turned more into some of the retail investors' hands as they have figured out some of these nuances to just absolutely scream some of these stocks higher. Jesse, it's great chatting with you. I love reading over all your stuff, and I really appreciate you taking the time on our weekend show. Have a great rest of your weekend, buddy.
Yeah, happy to do it, Corey. You too.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
U.S. USA Radio News.
A new mask order issued by the CDC. The order announced late Friday requires everyone to wear a mask on all public transportation, including planes, trains, and taxis, even rideshares. It goes into effect at 11:59 p.m. Monday. Another COVID vaccine could be hitting the market by the summer. Johnson & Johnson releasing data yesterday that shows its vaccine is 72% effective in the U.S. in preventing moderate and severe COVID. That's lower than the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, but Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC News this third vaccine can still help us eradicate the virus.
The important point is that the protection against severe disease was very high, even in South Africa, where the mutant is dominant.
Unlike the other vaccines, Johnson & Johnson's only requires one dose. The company expected to apply next week for emergency use authorization from the FDA, and 100 million doses could be available by June. This is USA Radio News. Republican support may not be needed to pass a COVID relief bill. Most Republicans are opposed to President Biden's $2 trillion proposal and would like something smaller. Democrats are considering using budget reconciliation to bypass the GOP and get the bill passed. Biden yesterday responding to the idea.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
The reconciliation process calls for a simple majority instead of the 60 votes needed to avoid a filibuster. A meeting next week could determine the future of a controversial GOP House member. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene facing criticism for her comments about the election, COVID, and Black Lives Matter. Democrats want Greene censured and removed from her committees. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy will meet with Green next week to discuss her comments before taking any action. McCarthy this week also meeting with former President Trump in Florida. McCarthy says Trump committed to helping elect Republicans in 2022. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Following up on that last two-part interview that I just had with Jesse Felder, I am replaying an episode that was posted on Friday. This is part of a much longer discussion that I had with John Fenech. We move over from the short squeezes in some of the broad averages or mainstream stocks to now looking at some of the short squeezes that started to come into some silver stocks at the end of the week. I hope you all enjoy. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am chatting with John Fenech. He is a portfolio manager and consultant in the resource and commodity sector. Now, John, I've had you on the show once before, and I was impressed with what you provide to clients and a lot of your analysis into these individual resource stocks. We are going to get into a couple of the industrial metals a bit later on, but I think a more timely discussion is as some of these silver stocks are somewhat better known resource stocks that we're getting a little bit of a short squeeze in. Yesterday's trading, even during the after hours in the market, we are seeing stocks like First Majestic and McEwen Mining a pop in their share price. Now, both of these companies have large short positions that are well known to the market. And quite frankly, this whole short squeeze trend, and it looks like a bunch of online traders, social media traders, as I am calling them, have now started to maybe target some of these resource companies. We'll see what happens with regulators and their ability to step in, like we have seen this week. But what's your takeaway from First Majestic and McEwen Mining looking like they're going through a bit of a short squeeze here?
Sure, Corey. Thanks a lot for having me on the show again. I appreciate it. And, you know, we have both of those in full disclosure in our portfolio. So we were thrilled this morning. And, you know, AG has been something I've been in and out of as a professional trader for 12, 13 years now. We sold our entire position into this strength between 17 and 1990. Huge range there. We don't sell all at once. But we closed at 1686 today, and it's trading, as I look at it right now, at 1807 post-market. So, again, getting another bump here. There's, you know, 23% short that we know of, and that's a massive amount of shares that are short. My buddy Bill Powers interviewed Keith Neumeyer, the CEO, today, so that went live on miningstockeducation.com for those that want to check that out. They've got a great story. You know, the issue that I have there is that they're 100% Mexico. And Mexico, as we talked about on your last, you know, show, that it is a little worrisome to me that the country's being led by someone who may or may not be mining friendly. We'll see. So that's why we took the exposure down, and we rotated that money into other silver cos like GPL that were trading, you know, flat for the last couple of days, even though silver is popping. As far as McEwen is concerned, I met Rob like 2 years ago. He's a very, you know, straightforward guy, and I appreciate that about whoever I'm working with. You know, he was basically saying that they had some operational challenges before, you know, many people figured that out. And, you know, as a former analyst, I'm able to ask certain questions of people like Keith or Rob that, you know, go deeper than just, you know, tell me about your whatever, you know, drill results, you know. So we saw caution in September of 2019. We got out of the stock at $2, sat on our hands, and now we've been reentering here between 90 and 93 cents. Stock closed at around $1.18 or $1.19 today. So I think there's a lot of upside in something like that. Again, it's got 20% of the share short, and Rob, I believe, owns somewhere between 23 and 25% of the float. The other name that I'm looking at for a potential short squeeze right now is Fury. Fury is F-U-R-Y in the States. They bought East Main and have been under huge short pressure since, I would call it, Thanksgiving. If you look at the share price, it's been trending sideways. We put a buy on it at $1.24 and a second buy around $1.34. Closed around $1.41 today, so not a lot of appreciation yet, which I love. You know, I think once you get through that $2 Canadian price, which I believe equates to about $1.56, $1.57 U.S., you're going to see the shorts run for the hills, much like they did on AG and MUX today.
Now, John, in all fairness, the reason why some of these stocks are shorted, well, is because some of their fundamentals, some of their operations had some problems, such as McEwen Mining. Some of their financials were coming in a bit more, well, on the downside, right? And that was what was leading to these short positions being taken. How much do you attribute these short squeezes to some of these very short-term traders that see this opportunity and they actually don't care the fundamentals of the company? They just want to force shorts to be covered. How much of that is a factor here, and how much of a factor of the companies maybe turning around some of their production that is helping move these stocks higher?
It's a great question. I couldn't tell you exactly how much of this is, you know, the Reddit crowd and Robinhooders, but I would say that McEwen is going to make it, right? I mean, Rob's a billionaire. He wants that share price at a dollar or higher because he doesn't want to lose his key listing. So that's what I keep telling people. Hey, at 90, 91 cents, we're going to be buying this because it's going back to $1, and it broke through $1 today. So, you know, we're not looking at McEwen as a home run for us, but we're looking at it as an undervalued play in the framework of a bull market for precious metals. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And that's one of the key factors, too, is that in the bull market for precious metals, that can squeeze a lot of the shorts anyway. But it is just a concept that we all need to be aware of, is how much of this fast money is into this stock, because that then can really determine just how long of a hold it is.
Right. And so when you look at a website like shortsqueeze.com, you can type in MUX into the search field. You can see what percentage of the float is short, and then you can see how many days the shorts have to cover. And I think that's an important metric to look at. So if the days to cover on a stock are like 10, you know, it's really attractive because it's going to take people a lot of time to get, you know, their short positions covered, and you've got a move then that would last a few days, you know? So that's something that I would recommend people do, you know, not just look at Yahoo Finance to get the short information, but, you know, look at shortsqueeze.com. That's a site that we use pretty regularly.
Okay, absolutely. Something to consider, and also just something to understand that, hey, if this money starts rotating into the precious metals sector, that can provide the type of torque that we haven't seen in, well, ever for that sector. You want to address that fact, just how much money is behind some of these traders?
Yeah, I mean, we talked, you know, offline about AMC and GameStop and some of these names that they've been in previous to our sector today. And these are much larger market caps than anything in our sector, period, end of story. So, you know, what I've always told my clients is be ready for a day like this, because traders pile in, they don't even know what they're buying sometimes, right? I mean, it's a euphoric time. So they may not realize they're going to move a stock as much as they do. So if you are selling, we tell people put your, you know, sell orders way away from the action on a day like today, because you just don't know how good it can get. And we've been waiting for something like this for quite some time. So we will continue to buy, you know, out of favor names that are going to make it, that have heavy short interest like a Fury, that have a plan, right? We're not just going to blindly buy companies, but, you know, Ivan Bevick's been doing this for 20 plus years. I mean, I'm much more happy to be aligned with someone like that than to be shorting their company.
All right. Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment on the radio, but this really was just the first about half of a discussion that I had with John regarding some of these short squeezes in silver stocks. We then also get into some industrial metal plays in terms of copper, palladium, and nickel that John sees as being relatively undervalued compared to where the metals price is, and some of the stocks that he likes. He shares all those names with us. All you have to do is visit our website, kereport.com, click on the weekend show posting and listen to the full third segment, or click on that individual posting on Friday under John Fenech. I hope you all enjoyed that segment. I am going to be right back to wrap up the show with a company update from Gold Bolt Resources.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are going to get a company update from Gold Bull Resources. We are stepping a little bit away from the whole theme of the earlier part of the show on all these short squeezes because, quite frankly, I think it is important to look individually at some of the companies that I've been having on the show, especially ones that have been releasing news. Gold Bull Resources traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBRC. They also have an OTC symbol, BLSSF. However, this will be getting changed in, let's say, the next couple weeks, maybe a month from now. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Sherry Leiden. Now, Sherry, the company came out with two news releases this week. I want to start with the earlier one from January 27th, outlining the phase one drill program for the Sandman property. Just to bring everybody up to speed, this project is located in Nevada and did actually just come into the company very recently from the Newmont portfolio of projects. Now, the company is planning a total drill program of about 8,000 meters over 42 holes. This phase one program is 3,000 meters over 17 holes. Give us a quick little broad overview here, Sherry, in terms of what the goals are of this phase one program.
Sure. Well, half of our meters are planned to extend our known gold resource. So at the moment, we've got a 309,000-ounce resource that was published in 2007. We've actually got an updated resource that is currently underway based on a couple hundred additional holes that have been drilled since 2007. So half the meters will go to extending our known ounces. I call these the easy ounces. We essentially, there's a number of holes where we've got open mineralization that we can go and test the depth extents and the strike extents of these open resource. And the other half of the meters are the higher risk, higher reward holes where there's never been a drill hole into some of these geophysical or geochemical targets. And they're where we're really looking for these, you know, multi-million ounce new gold discoveries. They do represent higher risk, higher reward. But we'll have a balanced program in that we've got some low risk, medium reward drill holes going there as well, where we're pretty sure we can get additional ounces.
So in terms of these easy ounces, what is the strategy in terms of, you guys have four different resource areas, but is it going to be stepping out along strike, or are you going to be going to depth at some of these resources to add these easy ounces?
A great question. A bit of both. So at North Hill, Silica Ridge and Southeast Pennement, we're going to be going along strike. And at Able Knoll, where we're going to drill our first hole, we're going to be going at depth. So Able Knoll, for example, is one of our deposits that has ended in 10 grams a ton. So we've got a drill hole. The deepest drill hole in Able Knoll literally ends in 10 grams a ton gold. So the big question is, how deep does that continue? Does it stop there? Or, you know, do we have a significant extension to that resource? So that will be a great hole and our first hole that we're going in with. We can't walk past the 10 gram a ton open at depth kind of resource.
How deep was that result in terms of the hole?
It was at about 200 meters, at 189 to be precise.
Okay. Now, in terms of some of the step out distances, how aggressively are you guys going to be stepping out at these resource areas?
A few hundred meters. So, you know, if we can extend our known resources by a few hundred meters, that the ounces really do start to add up, especially in some of our high grade pockets. And we're starting with a modest drill program, only 3,000 meters out of our 8,000 meters that's planned. And that's because we intend to drill the 3,000 meters and then we'll wait for our laboratory results. Laboratory results are taking quite a long time at the moment, given the gold rush and the gold price in Nevada. So we'll take a break for a couple of months while we get all of our assay results back. Then that will be able to guide us with respect to our phase two 5,000 meter program, with respect to, do we go for some of these new targets that we're drilling this first round, or do we go back and stick to where we know the gold is and stick to basically the easy ounces. So we'll regroup, and during that regroup time, the plan's to actually move the rig to one of our other projects called Coyote, so the news flow keeps going.
Okay. Yeah, so you're taking your time, but also understanding that it does take time to get these assay results back, and you don't want to just be drilling blind the whole time, right?
Exactly. We need to be careful with our shareholders' money and making sure we're getting the best bang for our buck.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how about some of this exploration drilling? What other information can you give us on these new targets that will be tested?
So we recently conducted an IP survey, a geophysical survey, and our geophysicists really believe strongly there's a correlation between gold mineralization and the resistivity responses that we're getting in this X-ray of the Earth. So we're very much looking forward to drilling some of these anomalies. They've also coincide with being along the prospective geological corridors and structural corridors. So we're in the right neighborhood. We're down the road from the Sleeper deposit, which was a 3 million ounce, very high grade deposit that's located about 25 kilometers along strike of the Sandman corridor. So it's certainly the right neighborhood to be testing some of these scientific concepts. And we've got a lot of robust data to support these targets. So I'm probably more excited to test some of those high risk, high reward kind of targets.
Oh, absolutely. Those can add some torque to the underlying share price. How deep are some of these holes going to be at these new targets?
We've got a maximum hole depth of about 300 meters, so not very deep in the scheme of things. And the average hole depth will probably be more like 150 to 200 meters.
So is this exploration, is it focused on high grade? Do you think that you have the chance of hitting some high grade resources here? Or do you think you're seeing some maybe more lower grade resources that are near to surface? What do you think is possible?
Certainly we'll be getting a bit of both, or the targets are both, because we've got this relatively, we'll call it low grade. It ranges from half a gram to 1 gram a ton of oxide material sitting at the surface. And there are highly attractive numbers for oxide material in Nevada, great for heap leach. And we've got metallurgical data that says that the recoveries are over 80%. So that's the low grade at surface. And that's certainly a viable target in its own right. And then there's the high-grade feeder zones or targets that we've got a couple of intersections here and there, and such as that 10-gram a ton intersection at 190 metres at Abel Knoll, and we'll also be targeting a couple of those high-grade hits. And then the IP responses, that they're just going to be a bit of a surprise with respect to whether they're low-grade or high-grade halos, if at all.
All right. That, I think, sums it up for the initial Phase 1 drill program. Let's talk about the other news release that came out on Friday, January 29th. There are some new gold targets defined as well as an expansion in that Sandman land package. Let's start with that land package expansion, because you have expanded that land package by about 24%. Sherry, was all this land just available? It was unstaked, is that correct?
Yeah, it's just astonishing, you know, given how hot gold is and how hot Nevada is, that there's actually available land still to stake. So we've picked that up on open ground for very low cost, and we've increased our land holding by 28 square kilometers. So that's it's a massive increase to our land holding for very little additional cost. And we base this on science. We had a geological and geophysical team go over this corridor. We've picked structural trends that correlate nicely with gold anomalism at the surface, and also some very interesting geophysical trends, shall we say. So it's still early stages, but we're very much looking forward to advancing those early stage projects in the background behind the scenes as we commence our drill program.
So are you going to be doing some work there in the near term, or was this simply just a play to tie up some of that land because you are seeing the possible carryover of your deposit into this open land?
A bit of both. They're on the right trend. So, like for example, if our high-risk, high-reward plays work out positive, then these are just an extension of those same areas. And also, there are some compelling gold anomalies and exploration targets that our team will be going out and doing some more detailed mapping, probably doing some 3D IP geophysics at a later date. Currently, we're actually got the 3D IP geophysics team busy at Coyote, but they'll be certainly coming back to Sandman later on this year, and we really look forward to defining our targets. At the moment, our problem is we have too many targets, so we're trying to use robust science to really narrow down our targets and get them to being within that 8,000 meter drill program that we intend to do over the next 6 months or so.
Okay, just a quick follow-up then back on that drill program. When do you expect to start drilling?
We anticipate to start drilling, I'd say, mid to late February. We're all ready to go. We're just waiting on one more permit to be transferred from Newmont's name to ours, and as soon as that's in our name, we'll be hitting the ground running. We've got a drill rig lined up. We've got labs lined up. So presuming we get that permit sometime late next week, we should be doing earthworks mid-Feb to start drilling in late Feb.
Okay, perfect, Sherry. I appreciate the update. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show. Everyone, please be sure to visit all those daily editorials that I posted throughout the week, and be sure to listen to the other company updates and introductions that I have recorded. I've been getting a lot of feedback on these company interviews, and I will continue to showcase companies that I think are interesting and try to explain the story to all of you. And I hope you all have a very great weekend. Sherry, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you, Corey.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Auto
honorary forest ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.